resurrection. In March 2009, I received a warning during a night vision. In my dream, an ogre stole the contents of my beautifully carved egg. Upon waking, I realized I had allowed important aspects of my feminine nature to be abducted. The symbolism foretold an encounter with a transformative experience. I remained blissfully ignorant of the terrors lying in wait. 4 months later, an ogre pounced on me in real life, stealing more than just the contents of my ovary's eggs. Feminine body parts below my ribs were surgically excised. Cervix, uterus, tubes, and ovaries, along with 6 inches of intestines. And the ogre planted more of its own voracious eggs inside my lungs. Pathologists determined I had the most aggressive type of end-stage cancer. Doctors expected me to die within months. Numb with shock, I found myself flung headlong into the fight of and for my life. A community of supporters gathered around my hospital bed and began around the region to pray fervently for a specified period. During that hour, I drifted in and out of consciousness, yet to my surprise, resurrection images rose into my awareness. My rising out of a coffin, my rising from underneath gray gravel, and my rising when a huge stone was lifted off of me by an angel. I felt gratitude mingled with confusion as I pondered their meaning. Still reeling, I knew if I wanted to survive, I needed to do everything I could to move toward a cure. Acquiescing to Western masculine curing treatments while rigorously applying Eastern feminine healing techniques. To fully integrate both, I learned to balance on the teeter-totter between doing and being, controlling and allowing, fighting and surrendering. Amazing family members and friends cared for and supported me every step of the way. The combination kept the incredibly rare sarcoma's growth in check. It bought me 2 years, yet it wasn't enough to evict the cancer ogre. During July 2011, after 2 major surgeries, 42 intense chemotherapy treatments, and 2 clean CT scans, my oncologist ordered another peek inside. A new half-inch tumor, staking a claim on critical terrain next to my heart, taunted me from the scanned image. Shock, devastation, tears, despair. During the next 5 weeks, while I languished before yet another surgery, the sarcoma hatchling mocked my arsenal of complementary healing practices by mushrooming to 2.5 inches. I had one final strategy up my sleeve, the hardest decision of my life. Leaping with faith, family, and friends, I moved out of my marital home. I endured a second lung surgery. During the post-operative checkup, I felt struck in the head when I heard those dreaded words, "You need to get ready for hospice." Terrified of physical agony and of suffocating to death, I returned to my apartment. After days of depression, I decided to continue my focus on psychotherapy, spiritual disciplines, energy work, nutrition, spending time with others, having fun, and simply being in the present moment. If I was going to die, I was not going softly into that dark night. During those months, my understanding of my inner self and my outer reality continued shifting in positive ways. My sense of well-being expanded. My feelings of empowerment grew. profound peacefulness permeated my days. Dreams of teeming plants filled my nights. My life exhibited all the hallmarks of inner transformation and healing. As of this writing, my CT scans have remained clean. Then came the spring equinox in 2013, 11 days before Easter resurrection celebrations. I felt drawn to Serpent Mound, a prehistoric effigy near Peebles, Ohio. After greeting the sunrise there, I gazed into the open oval beyond the serpent's head. Unbidden, a waking dream filled my vision. The egg from my initial dream nested in the grass, its open front facing the heavens. Bright light engulfed its shell. In the center lay the body of a woman, radiant, surging through her. She stood up as if being born. Dawning awareness revealed three things. I had been the empty egg in my initial dream. I was the egg's contents that had been stolen by the ogre. And I now was the radiant woman rising up out of the egg. My transformation was complete. Profound joy and gratitude filled my body. Just as the rebirth images in the hospital had foretold, I had burst forth like a phoenix hatchling, abandoning the ashes of my old broken shell. My resurrection wings continue to unfurl and catch the winds of ascension.